Amid coronavirus pandemic crisis, we have Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Jason Wood, with us on SBS Hindi. Mr. Minister, welcome to SBS Hindi.
Namaste. It's fantastic to be here. Thank you for having us on.
Namaste to you too. I think this is the way to go in the times of coronavirus.
Absolutely. You're leading from the front, and I know how to do my namaste and Sahasrakal and everything. So it's fantastic.
I think you have adapted very well in your role of multicultural minister.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I must say, though, if you want to lose some weight, don't become involved as an assistant minister of multicultural affairs, because the multicultural food has been absolutely fantastic.
I must take you towards the anxiousness of this multicultural community in the times of coronavirus. How is the government thinking of addressing it?
Well, one thing, I personally have a number of leaders in my, I've got like multicultural WhatsApp groups. I have an Indian Facebook. In actual fact, and what was really key at the start, we found out there was a lot of misinformation in even my WhatsApp group. At one stage, people were putting up herbal remedies like eating garlic to stop the COVID-19 virus. So then we had to make a very clearing or crystal clear statement, follow only the Australian government advice. So then we started translating a number of the government messages in various languages, including several in the Indian community, to make sure people were aware that it was actually the Australian government message. And in saying that too, the multicultural community has been absolutely fantastic in not only supporting, as we've seen in the recent bushfires, looking after the CFA volunteers and those who sadly have lost their homes. But in this crisis again, and I know I've worked closely with BAPS, the Hindu group, who've just been absolutely fantastic providing food, not only for those in need, but also those international students. And again, we've seen from Sikhs and other groups doing incredible work. So every time there's been a crisis in Australia, the multicultural community steps up. And can I say, when it comes to fear and anxiety, and I've spoken to a number of Indian families in particular who were very concerned, especially seniors, staying at home. And the other thing we've done locally, we've arranged, for example, people in calling up everyone in my electorate over the age of 70 years to pass on information about telehealth. For example, if you need a doctor's appointment, you may just need a prescription. You don't necessarily need to see the doctor, but you need that prescription. Can I also make a really strong message for the seniors in the multicultural and Hindu communities? Please, if you have any chronic illness, go and see your doctor. This is not the time to stay home. That's why we have medical professionals. And I've, for example, my father, I just picked him up from hospital this morning. You find the medical professionals and the hospitals and the GPs are very much aware of the precautions and the need to make sure any senior person coming in doesn't get the virus and is protected.
Mr. Minister, you have just named a few of the voluntary organizations and religious organizations who are trying to help in this difficult times. But we are talking to them, and they're saying that probably they need at this point in time some sort of government support so that they can help the community. Is there some sort of help which they can avail from these organizations?
In actual fact, I had a good conversation just this week with Minister, yesterday, Anne Rustin, who's a cabinet minister responsible for government support in Australia. And we've allocated $100 million to various groups, mainly the Red Cross groups, mainly in the regions. And in my conversations with her, you're finding the Red Cross and those other organisations are very much focused in the regions at this stage at helping. For example, it could be international students or someone on a visa who needs that support. our conversation, my advisor, Rans Pereira, will be working with her office to see if those same groups can come out and work with these multicultural groups and have our multicultural groups declared or recognised as essential services, so then they get the government support. Because at the moment, they're doing this incredible work, and simply by someone in, it could be in any sort of temple or gurdwara, using their own money to keep the system going on and providing support. And the incredible way this works, for very little money, we get amazing return, because it's in so many multicultural people's DNA to provide this wonderful support. So I'm a very strong supporter, and I've actually raised it with the Prime Minister's office to make sure if we can do it sooner, fantastic, because the community is doing such fantastic work.
So is there a pathway for them to approach to you or your office?
I'm more than happy for groups to write to me as the assistant minister, and for them to have their voice go, for example, working with Minister Anne Rustin, to say, hey, we've got all these groups who are willing and able to help, and above all, have a proven track record of helping, and the volunteer groups, and to see how they can actually either work with more mainstream groups like the Red Cross and Salvation Army, or how can they apply in the future for funding. Locally too, I've provided, when it comes to my local gurdwaras, I've provided like over $600,000 to the one in Pakenham and also in Officer. And one of the main reasons was my strongest argument for the Australian government, this is before I was a minister, to support these gurdwaras, the Sikh community, is because the volunteer work they actually do. And the same we did when it comes to preparing and cooking food and giving it to those in need. And I know the Hindu community and others, and as I said, mentioned BAPS before, are doing this incredible work. And we need to support them. And that's what I've tried to do locally.
Lastly, very anxious parents are writing on our website and Facebook page about the well-being of their kids. Almost like 70,000 Indian Australian international students are here. And if we talk about other South Asia and Asia itself, it's a very big number. So how do you assure the parents who are sitting back there in different countries that their kids will be safe here and they'll be looked after?
Well, can I give, and I'm sure you'll pass this message on, if you had any, and it was interesting too, initially when we had the taking measures to self-isolate and social distancing, we had a number of people, my Indian friends, were coming to me and saying, hey, you need to go to a full lockdown. And then in 2 weeks later, when they've seen in India and also Sri Lanka and other, what that means, they're saying, don't go to a full lockdown. Can I say to those parents, if you're looking at anywhere around the world, one of the safest places to be is Australia. And so for your children to be here in Australia, number one, we're very strong on the attack against the COVID-19 virus. We have a fantastic health system too. So if anyone is sick, the great news is you can go to any hospital, public hospital, and get treatment. And also, again, that our multicultural communities and the Australian nature is to help those in need. So when I've been talking to various groups, their focus has been to ensure, and also note that universities too, the Australian government put a bit of pressure on the universities to come to the party to make sure they're also supporting their international students. So the message is that the parents overseas, we'll look after your children like there are children ourselves.
Last thing to you before you go, Mr. Minister. What is the message to the temporary workers who are not permanent workers or citizens of Australia, or permanent residents, rather, I should say? A sense has been developed that we are told we were working hard, we were paying tax, but now we are told to go back home. So is that the right interpretation of what has been said by the government?
I think the key message, and this was the Australian government's message and Prime Minister's message to Australians overseas. Our message was simple. if you're overseas, an interesting thing, we have Indians now and others in India trying to come back to Australia, is to come back home, is to come back to Australia. That was the Prime Minister's message there. If you're able and you can make the travel arrangements to go back home to be with your family in this awful crisis, it's a good place to be. But in saying that, if you can't do that and you want to stay here in Australia, it wasn't an order. It was just basically, it's been our call to arms for Australians going overseas to come back home. And the good thing is we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we want to make sure, and the good news is we've had kept our those who are on visas and the immigration department, and that's the area I also work in, has been very lenient when it comes to visas and the understanding and providing as much flexibility as possible to ensure a person can stay here and get all the support they can from the government.
Thank you, Jason Woods. Thank you for talking to SBS Hindi. And the word to a part is keep safe.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.